Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
DM Hyman Live.
I get it. I took quarter water, stole it in bottles for $2. And Coca-Cola came and bought it for fiends, that's for sure. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the hell cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spend this kid. Southside's up in this dude. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell dope. I did play the plot, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Sand your pay, get a tan. I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster in the lane. Hit a head in the hat. Call that a little rap. Yeah, quit the shit, chatting the big gun. Bake the bread, a barber, I cut your head. A marksman, I spray the lead. I blood clot, chop your leg. Now I've wanted with the kid. I get biz with the cig, I can really you live. You dig? I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. Call it my new hit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old shit. Now I got new bros. First it was the Benzo. Now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry. I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. They all make your whole click break there. Backspin, headspin, flatline, you're dead then. Nine shells, matching. Who wanna get it cracking? I was young, I couldn't do good. Now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag. I just bought a new Jag. Now tell me why you mad. Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful. They're calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler. They're calling me Rocky. The ice on my neck, man. The wrist in my left hand. Bling like blow. You like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah. I run New York.
Yeah, I walk the top and I walk the walk. Like a Teflon dog, boy, I run New York. When I come out of court, yeah, I pop the car. I keep it gangsta, how y'all London talk.
I get it.
In the hood, it's gangsta. Don't be there, tell y'all I'm about my bread.
I get it.
Run the world, it's gangsta. Don't be there, tell you they love it, yeah.
I get it. I get it.
Rocking with us. It's 9:04. I am coming to you live out of the A, returning from West Virginia. Thank you, but always nice to be back in the A. Hey, speaking of 50, I don't know how many of you all just like check out YouTube and all the craziness sometimes for jokes. But I'm going to tell you, 50 be laying it on P. Diddy like something hard. Something hard. I was dying looking at some of the most recent 50 joints going in on P. Diddy. And I'm surprised there are not lawsuits flying all over the place, because Diddy's a businessman and 50 just don't care. But speaking of Diddy, remember when Diddy put his hands on Drake a little while ago? It kind of happened and then you didn't hear anything about it anymore. I saw a gram pic recently that I'm sure made Diddy feel like what the? Yo, Drake and J-Lo, you know, Diddy been going after J-Lo, trying to get it back for 15 years. Drake and J-Lo. Hey, before we go any further, let me just bring the crew in. Hey, tonight, you can't conquer what you will not confront. Plus, we chopping it up with C. You know how we do on Wednesdays. All the way live from the other side of the egg. What up? Hot chocolate. Hey, we need some hot chocolate. It's burr in the egg.
It is officially Gucci outside, burr with a whole lot of R's. What up, everybody?
Burr in the A. Straight up. Hey.
Yeah.
Columbia. Columbus. I had it. I lost it.
He makes you from somewhere different all the time.
Brings us. See, we tapping it up. She in the kitchen, real laid back and sexy, like she normally do. Whatever.
Hey, how's it going? And you had it right. You just could have just left it right there. Columbia.
Columbia. Thank you. You know.
Yeah,
I thought so, and then it's like, listen, I was just in Charlotte. I get confused still between North Carolina and South Carolina. Greensboro,
South Carolina.
I mean, it's real confusing. You know, I try to keep up.
That's because you're always jet setting somewhere. It's hard to keep up with where you are.
It's hard to keep up. It truly is.
I get tired just looking at you posting on Facebook.
Right?
Yeah,
your
I'm
frequent
like,
flyer miles got to be on. Million though, for real. Like, I don't even envy that.
Off the charts. Can I copy?
Yeah.
Speaking of travel, don't come to me. You know what? You might receive. You know, be careful what you ask for. You might receive some travel points, but they might come with restrictions. Strings. You know.
I mean, it happens. If I got to fly at 5 o'clock in the morning, that's fine.
For those folks traveling this holiday season, this is the busiest on record, they say, for those who are hitting the road, flying and driving. So, I mean, the highest, like in millions, are hitting the road, traveling, going somewhere. Listen, be careful. Be careful. Be careful, especially if you're driving. Be careful. There's a lot of drunk drivers on the road, but you know what? There's been a lot of accidents with trucks on the road. Be careful. This holiday season. Get there safe. Get there alive. You feel me? Slow down.
Listen, and road rage too.
We're always in a hurry.
Yeah, you gotta calm yourself down when you're on the road with the road rage. There's so many instances. I'm seeing reports on the news of kids dying in road rage incidents because adults are flying off the handle and shooting at each other, shooting at vehicles, and kids are being caught in the crossfire because you want to cut somebody off and shoot them the bird, or they're not moving through the light fast enough. Like, we're a society that's in a hurry to go nowhere fast. Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down or make better use of the time that you have. Everyone else being slow is typically a result of you not doing what you have to do on time or being where you need to be on time or making enough time to get where you need to get. It's not everyone else's fault, and we shouldn't have to pay for it. So slow down, really.
Time management is always something I think is on the New Year's resolution list to improve time management this year. Listen, it is December the 21st, 2016. We got like 10 days left, 9 days left, right? I mean, in the year, folks. I mean, let's start, okay, so if it's on your mark, get ready, you know, or get set, go, right? On your mark, get set, go, right? This is like on your mark right now. This is the on your mark period. Let's start mapping it out, right? I mean, because set is like next week. Go is January 1st, right? On your mark, get set. I mean, listen, folks, it's over. What are you going to do different next year? You can't conquer what you will not confront. You got to know that it didn't work this year, so you don't go into next year trying to do it the same damn way. That's
absolutely.
Actually, so they call it insanity is what they call it. You feel me?
Yep.
It's 9-11. We chowed it up with you.
Let's head on track. Rick, how many thugs, thugs? Rick, how many thugs, thugs? Oh. Bridge gang. What's up, baby? Got like 20. Ah. Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. This life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, still beginning. B5 on the Visa card, 100 bands, still a lot of touch. I play a bourbon quite white like I'm feeding sharks. I won't do nothing with the bitch, can't even get me hot. Even though I ain't gon' hit it, I'ma still make sure that she. Cause when me and my Riley don't get caught up like that, no way.
No way.
We ain't got time to go see Dr. Jay.
Woo!
Hey.
Morning.
Morning. From a bed full of booty, yawning.
Right.
Hey, this a show for fun. I do this for my daughters and all my sons.
Woo!
I'm on a random bands up, take out they funds.
Are you in?
I got a month.
What?
She got a month. I got sisters and brothers to feed.
Woo!
I ain't gone, not like no idiot. I'm a
just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
This life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, still beginning. Still trimming to the other side. I'm a ride for my hey.
Convoy,
I'm a tie for my
hey.
Convoy, I ain't gonna feel nothing, I'm on my money.
No way, no way.
Couldn't see me if they had a genie.
Woo.
I'm living my life like Beanie. I repeat my brother Beanie.
R.I.P.
I stepped them right to the ceiling. Now these can't beat me.
Right.
I just might wake up one Chanel and these can't see me.
Woo.
I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got AIDS, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
Till I D.I.E. 28 goes up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E. Top top of these. God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that car bed with baby mommy, get sloppy toppy.
I'm bleeding red like a devil, I see these pity plotty. They wanna know I got heels and I didn't finish Cali.
Damn.
I done did a lot, did a lot. Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
This life like a beginning, this is only beginning.
For my mama, them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma. I'm Willie BB, know my shit's in the jungle.
Hey.
Money, home, money, I got commas in the bed.
Nah.
Sunday through Monday, I've been grinding with no shit.
What?
I'm talking about taking something from me like no weed.
Nah.
Double, that my brother, brother.
Double,
you don't want no trouble, trouble, huh? You can't get these fists, knuckle, knuckle.
Hey.
Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Give me a bed, and I do, huh?
Hey.
I wanna Medusa, I swear, don't cut it strong, I'm blowing super.
Hey, hey.
grinding for a new day. I'm scared, like that new blue blue face. Hey, I'm on the top, just like two face. Wait, I'm in my mouth, just like two face.
Did a lot, did a lot. Just live this here life.
Yeah, I'm top.
Can't escape from the bottom to the top of my life.
I'm loud, so swagged out.
Just living like a beginning. This is only beginning.
Popping that GTV, living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
9:15 p.m. A little rich homie Quan living that lifestyle here in the Social Lab. TM Hyman Radio, live your girl Hot Chalk, and the General as well as C, who we're gonna be chopping it up with here a little shortly. A relationship Wednesday hump day, as we like to call it around here in these parts. And our topic tonight is you cannot conquer what you cannot or what you won't confront. 917-889-3926 is the number to wait in if you want to give us your account of something that you were able to confront and ultimately conquer. The General has a story that he would like to share with us that a man after my own heart. Like he's always been fearless in so many areas and ways to me, just really inspirational. But this is just yet another one because this is something that I have yet to do. So, General, take it away.
Intentional, you know. I mean, I think again, you can't conquer what you will not confront at the end of the day. And so, I think as we're in the holiday season, right? We're focused on gift giving and all of this, but I'm telling you, I've not purchased one gift on the 21st of December. And you know what's probably even more weird? I am not concerned about it. You know, there's probably other people who are more concerned about the fact that I've not purchased a gift than I am. It's called freedom. It's called freedom. I am free. Listen. It is not your birthday.
Okay.
You don't understand the reason for the season. Let me tell you, for anyone who, you know, there's a lot of people who just can't even do it, you know. And for those who can't do it, your gift to yourself should be your personal growth. It should be you evaluating where you are and how you can improve and accomplish the goals that you've set out for yourself. Listen, God has downloaded some things in you that only you know about. How do those things manifest in your life? You think about them often, but you don't really know how to make it happen. You have to be intentional about it. You have to become a risk taker about what it is that you want to accomplish for yourself. To hell with what everybody else thinks, what everybody else says. Because at the end of the day, you're the only one that's going to feel good about it, or you're the only one who's going to feel bad about it.
Right? That's right.
Listen, you can't conquer what you will not confront. I had an issue surrounding driving, like, long periods at night by myself. Driving long periods at night by myself. Like, I never wanted to get caught out, like, on an interstate in an unfamiliar territory by myself. It was a fear that had me, like, paranoid. Like, totally paranoid, petrified. Like, if I didn't have somebody who would ride with me, I wasn't going. Let alone, I don't like to drive. I must have had a chauffeur in another life because I don't like to drive. But you know what I did? In an effort to overcome the fear, the paranoia of driving in the dark by myself, I jumped in the whip one day from Virginia, drove to New York 6 hours, 11 o'clock at night. So I didn't get there until the sun was coming up practically, I drove in the wee hours, dark roads, and guess what, folks? If you in the DMV area, I did it on 13 Eastern Shore. I drove over a bridge that was 20 miles long over water under two tunnels. It's called the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Bay Bridge. Lord have mercy. Yes, God.
And it will make you or break you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what I'm talking about tonight is conquering what you will not confront. There was no way that I would have been able to do what I do today, because you know what I discovered? I discovered that not only did it help me, it freed me, because from that point on, I could drive anywhere by myself. I was driving so frequently up and down the East Coast, people was like, yo, do you have babies, like, up north that you haven't told us about? But I'm going to tell you what had happened. I had freed myself. I had become so free that, you feel me? But it didn't just free me in that area. It freed me, period. I became fearless in just accomplishing and doing what I set out to do. I've shared that before, probably not to this extent, but it's the holiday season. And again, you should be focused on your personal growth. What worked this year? What did not work this year? What is your plan to get on your mark, right, to get set to go 2017? You can't conquer what you will not confront. We're going to pause for the calls, come right back, and we'll be chopping it up with feet. I mean, yo, think about it. What is your plan to make sure that what did not work this year, you don't spend no time on next year? Listen, if it didn't work, let it go. If you don't plan to fail. That's right.
Let me see. Make every minute worth it, babe. This for Arsha, babe. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Rebel without a cause. No umbrella, the money stuffed in the doors. Rodell Drive, money oldest Clive Davis. Blue paper still chasing dead faces. Dark tents, rims chopped like razors. 2 mil to the side for the cases. Boss, pinky ring both hands. Moskowitz wanna lean on a man. Peter Pan got X-Stock plans. Little homie still be moving like the Fed. My Spanish chick be on that Telemundo. Pretty faces, she got the fattest culo. Kissing all on me, tension all on me. Touch a little paper, start switching all on me. I'm looking for the best kiss with a passport. Time to get missing. Boss.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Zero, ship them hero, kiss it, zero, zero. Taste some spice in
you. I ain't wanna check off either.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
I told her, the devil is a lie.
That mother girl can't compete with mine.
Yeah, you're so good, you
my mind.
You pull it out, then you open fire.
You make me want to tap out and retire.
That pretty lips
leave me so inspired. I think I got a winner, could be a keeper. Cause she's such a good guitar.
Oh, keep it up, we be kissing
all
night.
We be kissing all night.
Kissing right. Keep it up, we be kissing all night. Kissing good, kissing right. Keep it up, we be kissing all night. Kissing good, kissing right. Keep it up, we be kissing all night.
Kissing good, kissing right. Keep it up.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
it. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it.
You name it. Live from Columbia, South Carolina. His
theme,
chopping it up, baby.
Hey, hey. Well, tonight we're going to. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You guys there? All right. Well, what we got tonight are my smothered pork chops. Something warm on these nice, cold, cozy nights. Now, my honey personally could probably eat his weight and pork chops, so I had to pay a little homage to him in regards to these here smothered pork chops. But we're going to take about 6 bone-in pork chops, about 1/4 inch to 1 inch thick, Cajun seasoning, about 1 to 1.5 cups of flour, self-rising preferred, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of freshly cracked black pepper, cooking oil, I prefer canola, and 2 to 2.5 cups of water. Now what we're going to do, we're going to wash off our pork chops and set aside on a paper towel to drain. Sprinkle the chops lightly with the Cajun seasoning on both sides. Whisk together the flour, garlic powder, and remove about 2 tablespoons of the seasoned flour and set that aside. Now we're going to coat the chops and the remaining flour mixture, shaking off any excess flour. Allow to rest on a rack at room temperature for about 15 minutes or so. Then we're going to warm the water and set that aside. Meanwhile, heat about a fourth of an inch of canola oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Once it's hot, brown the chops on both sides about 4 to 5 minutes per chop. Do it in batches to avoid overcrowding the skillet, because what will happen is it will bring down the temperature of the oil and it will slow down your cooking. Now for the gravy, very carefully remove all but about 3 tablespoons of oil from the skillet. Over medium heat, stir in 2 tablespoons of the reserved seasoned flour into the hot oil. Cook and stir over medium heat until brown, which is about 3 minutes. Slowly stir in the water, adding only enough water to create a gravy. Now, you may not need all of the water. Now, bring the gravy to a boil, cooking and stirring about 2 to 3 minutes or until nicely thickened. Now, at this point, you can chop up an onion if you like to add that for taste. Now, you're going to reduce the heat to about a medium-low. Return the chops to the skillet, cover, and allow to simmer. Then you can serve that with a nice pot of mashed potatoes, homemade mashed potatoes. I like to boil some red potatoes, mash them, add in a little heavy cream, a little butter, a little fresh cracked pepper, or you can steam you a pot of rice, and there you go. You have your nice little southern smothered pork chop meal.
Mm-hmm.
Sound yummy, you guys?
Yes, very.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Put a little of that gravy over that rice and then plate the pork chop on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
it right yeah. there.
There it is.
I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ranch,
pork, you got it all.
Potatoes, tomatoes, chicken,
you know.
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ranch, pork.
It's 9:30. It's the Social Lab Team Mama Radio. We got feet. No other radio show in the country is chopping it up with feet. And you can check out the Social LB, excuse me, the Social AB.com. That's the Social Lab, the Social AB.com, as well as Team Mama Radio to get those recipes right here exclusively on TM Holland Radio, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. You can't conquer what you will not confront. Have either of you ever had to just look something right in the face and deal with it, even though, you know, you were, like, petrified?
Yes. Go ahead.
You go ahead. Oh, okay. I guess for me, it was stepping out on faith with my catering. I always fed people, but on the scale of stepping out and allowing total strangers to critique and try my delectables, it was really scary. And when I stepped out, I literally left my full-time job and just stepped out on faith. So I had to conquer that, being a single mother and having faith that God was going to carry me through my purpose. So once I was able to conquer that, you know, I felt like I could take on any giant at that particular point, because it was having faith in my product, having faith in how I delivered it, my presentation, customer service, all of that. I had to embody all of that, but I knew that the yeah. only way that I could sail or fly was me. You know, I couldn't
yeah,
blame it on a supervisor.
The,
I couldn't blame it.
What was the tipping point? What was the tipping point, right? I mean, you know, I think we all have aspirations. We, you know, many of us are ambitious, but we still are stagnant. We still feel stuck at times when it comes to certain things that we're trying to accomplish. You know, you said that you had to quit your job. What was the breaking point, the tipping point, you know, the point where you said, all right, to hell with this, here we go?
I was in an office. I was a paralegal, and I was, like, waist deep in files. And one of the head attorneys came in and he said, you know, Fee, I'd like to talk to you for a second. And I went in his office and he said, you know, you're doing an amazing job. I was a temp at the time. He said, you're doing an amazing job. You know, you're knocking down these files and, you know, we want to offer you a position full time. And I looked at him and I said, no, thank you. I had no clue who said no, thank you, because the way my bills were set up, you know, I didn't know what, you know, who was guiding my tongue at that point. And
right.
he said, well, what
it
do you mean? And I said, it had to be, you know. He said, what do you mean? And I said, I just can't do this anymore. Because at that point, they knew that I was baking and cooking. They literally had a boardroom that was set up next to my office that I would bring in my items. And my clients would come up to the law firm to pick up their items while I was at work. So they knew,
wow.
you know, what I was doing. But, I mean, of course, they were benefiting from it as well because they were getting lunch and whatever. But he didn't realize that that was literally my passion. You know, I woke up baking, cooking. You know, I went to bed literally 2 hours before it was time for me to, you know, report to work. So he looked at me and he said, you know, what can we offer you? And I said, at this point, nothing. I said, I really feel like if I put in the energy towards my business, it'll take me where, you know, God is leading me. And I feel like being here during 8 hours, I'm spinning wheels because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, like, man, I could be doing X, Y, Z at home, you know, to flourish my business. Because at that point, I felt like I was cultivating somebody else's dream and not cultivating my own. So he asked me, you know, could you stay, you know, to the end of the week? And I was like, nah, I think I got to go, like, now. And so I left. And I got in the car, and I just broke down crying. And as I was crying, I got a phone call. A lady said, you know, I need 4 dozen cupcakes in, like, 5 hours. Can you knock that out? And I just looked at my ceiling, and I said, you know what? Thank you, God. I knew that was my sign.
Confirmation.
Yeah, that
was a confirmation. You can't conquer what you will not confront, folks. Sometimes you just have to go for it, right? And I'm going to tell you, not even sometimes. As a business owner, as a person who has tried and has had to invest in himself and things not pan out the way they're supposed to and reinvest and then at some point see the fruit of your labor, listen, it's not easy. And nothing worthwhile is ever going to come easy. You got to take a leap of faith, but I guarantee you, you'll see the blessings.
Look.
Nothing worthwhile comes easy. We'll be right back.
I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Bless. A vacay, I feel better at work. I mean, whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed, and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Don't get no dap to me, dap to me. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man, it's what it had to be. This is LA night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the push the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit will profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
Look,
feel flat.
I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give 2 f about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my front of six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For that don't really do shit, that's where y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing it. Man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Feeling really, really blessed here in TM Hama Radio Land, the Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate. It is 9:39 PM here on the south side of the A, and I am joined by the general MC, who we're going to be continuing to chop it up with here a little bit later. We're going to get that always sexy, always delicious, delectable dessert recipe that she got going on to go with those chops. That recipe you can also find on the social LAB and TMIMRadio.com. But I now want to share something that I am still trying to confront and overcome and conquer. As much of a social butterfly as people think I am, and as personable as people think I am, and as jovial and happy and outgoing and all of that, I am petrified to go out alone. I do not like going out by myself to, we'll say, social gatherings, parties, concerts, nightclubs, you know, anything in that realm I don't like to do by myself. If I absolutely must, there's no other way around it, have to, I will. But I don't like doing it by myself. So I'm trying to put myself.
Have you had a bad experience? Is that due to a bad experience?
Somewhat, yes. We'll say yes. And just because I've always felt like I stood out like a sore thumb and was very awkward growing up. So if I was with friends, right, then I could just blend into the crowd and no one would really notice me, which is awkward and very odd given, you know, the position that I have and, you know, what we do. But when I'm with my friends or, you know, with my TM Harmon Radio family, we always manage to have fun together, and it turns me, I think, into the life of the party, which people seem to think I am on a regular basis. But
yeah.
It's really not that weird.
I mean, you know, because I think, one, like, there's an assumption, you know, when it comes to certain things. Just because you have an interest in something doesn't mean necessarily that you would just jump. You want to put yourself out there to be critiqued. And I think,
right,
you know, Fee referred to it earlier when she talked about, you know, her business. It's one thing to have a passion. It's another thing to put yourself out there for people to boo your ass.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think
go ahead.
I was just going to say, in growing up, in my sports experiences, that was a lot of what I came across. You know, kids and teenagers are very, very mean, you know, and I wasn't the super jock. I was kind of the happy medium.
Not,
right.
Not just kids.
True.
Don't just throw it on.
True.
Don't put it all on kids. Adults do.
Well, people, humans can be very mean.
Absolutely.
We'll say that. And
absolutely.
In my sporting experiences, I was an average jock. I was not, you know, horrible, but I wasn't, you know, the superstar athlete either. So, you know, on those days when I wasn't running my best meet or, you know, my jumper wasn't hitting, then those are the days when you get critiqued the worst, or you get that, you know, feedback, of course, that you're not really looking for, and it will make you or break you in most instances.
But didn't we all feel, you know, I think, you know, over critiqued or feel at some point like, I meant overly critiqued, or at some point didn't feel like we fit in with the crowd. I think even, you know, the cool cats who were like totally in as to what we define as cool, right? Probably still, I know for a fact, not probably, had awkward times or felt awkward. We just didn't know about. I mean, I totally get where you're coming from, but I think, you know, we all kind of had those moments. It just was a different flavor, if you will.
Right.
Does that make sense? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know when you say awkward, we all have had to feel awkward. I see some people who look completely different today than how we looked in high school. And, I mean,
yes,
in many instances, it's like, you know, that's where you think maybe for the worst, years later, it's really for the better in some instances. So, I mean, it's like, wow, I remember when you were really awkward.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I wasn't shocked. You know, I even in high school, I was a radio, you know, dude. So the being on the radio, people don't see you. And so I get where you're coming from, because I don't think I am proactively jovial. I don't think I would describe myself as a extrovert, although people probably see me that way. I think some of it just comes with the territory, comes with the persona, right? It's not necessarily that I want to be there. I don't like large crowds. I prefer private, intimate settings. I prefer them. However, we have a radio show that has over 100,000 listeners. There's nothing private and intimate about this damn setting.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We got a bit of a crowd.
So, you know, you either have to get on a train or get left. And the one thing that won't happen up in here, we will not get left. Hey,
when
we come back
and hold the hook, I'm on the train.
Listen, we on the train. Hey, when we come back, we got another recipe out of the kitchen, out of the sexy kitchen of Fee. Sweet Tooth LLC on Facebook, folks. Sweet Tooth. Sweet is spelled SW33T. LLC.
and where are we gonna meet up?
I told you at the ferry.
Give you a taste of your childhood oatmeal cookie ice cream sandwiches. We're going to get a cup of salted butter softened, 2 cups of packed dark brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2 whole eggs, 1 to 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, and 3 cups of old-fashioned oats. We're going to preheat the oven to about 350 degrees. In a mixing bowl, we're going to beat together the butter, the brown sugar, until it's fluffy, and then we're going to slowly add in the vanilla, as well as your eggs, one at a time, and we're going to scrape the bowl after each egg because it tends to stick to the outer edge of your bowl. Now we're going to mix together the flour, salt and baking soda in a medium-sized bowl. Add the creamed mixture in about 2 to 3 batches at a time. And you're going to mix until it's well combined, and then you're going to add in your oats at the end. Use a preferred size cookie scooper or a regular spoon to drop portions of the dough onto a lightly greased cookie sheet, spacing them 2 inches apart. You don't want them too close to touch, as they'll just make a big, huge, giant cookie. They're going to bake for about 12 to 13 minutes or until they're dark and chewy. Now, if you want a crispier cookie, just cook it just a little longer. You're going to allow them to cool, and then you're going to transfer them onto a plate. Then you're going to place a dollop of your preferred ice cream in the middle, and you're going to sandwich them between 2 delectable oatmeal cookies and make your oatmeal cookie sandwich.
Wow. Perfect for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Like, perfect. Totally out of the box. Why everybody's making the same old thing that they made last year is like a family staple. Listen, you bring these joints out, especially if you do them in advance, right? I mean, do them in advance, package them. See,
absolutely.
What's the best way to transport these things over to the holiday gathering? What's the best way to keep them tight and together from one place to the next? And it probably takes on average, 15 to 25 minutes to get from the house to wherever we're going.
I would do them in advance and freeze them. So by the time you take them out of the freezer, individually wrap them in saran wrap, and then place them inside of a cooler. So within about 25 to 30 minutes or even an hour, by the time you get them there, the ice cream will be a nice soft consistency and the cookie won't be as frozen and it'll be easier to eat, but it'll still be together.
Hey, we can try to help you out. Listen, I'm telling you, if you show up at the party with these joints, listen, you are the rock star. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
If you drop these off as a gift, listen, I'm telling you, forget about all of that fancy, you know, run up the credit card. Listen, go have fun this holiday season without the cookies, with the ice cream in the middle, packaged up real fancy, like you got it from a store or something. You say, I made it. Listen, you're the winner. Keep it simple.
Made it with love.
Made with love. Exactly.
Made with love. See, we love you.
Oh, thank Merry you.
Christmas.
I love you back.
Happy holidays. This is it for us, folks. We're going on vacay. Podcast
right.
on Friday. We ain't coming back. We see you in the new year. Listen, all next week, it's the best of TM Hyman Radio. We chilling so we can come back strong and be the sauce in 2017. How about you?
That's
It takes a plan, folks. If you don't plan, you might as well plan to fail. This has been a great year. We really appreciate all the love. We 100,000 strong. But we want to become stronger, so we revamping, moving around, getting ready. Listen, visuals is where it's at. You're going to see us more in 2017. Again, thank you for rocking with us. Fee, thank you for bringing us some of the best recipes that I've ever tasted that really was even – it wasn't even all that saturated in fat. You know, a lot of what you're doing is somewhat on the healthy side. Now, I ain't going to talk about these damn pork chops you think I'm gonna try to cook up in my kitchen. But I do
all
know
I'm
that
say
there's a lot of folks that's cooking up pork chops that's listening right now.
That's right. And the lobster bisque potatoes will be on my Christmas and or New Year's menu. So run tell that.
Yes, let's bring it. I want to
say sure will be.
Check out all of these recipes and put them to work for your family and friends this holiday season. Again, keep it simple. Don't run up the credit cards and go out and spend a whole lot of money that you do not have. The reason for the season is about evaluation, atonement, you know what I'm saying? Laying down your burdens, giving it all to God, and starting afresh for the new year. We will see you in the new year. Don't go to people's houses looking trifling. Put on your suit and tie.
Yeah.
And don't go empty-handed either. Stop and get something. Get a bottle of soda. They drink spirits. Get them a bottle of wine. Like, don't do that. That's tacky. And it's 2017 coming up, people. Be happy.
Folks, tacky is not the move. Make a conscious decision to step your game up in 2017.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound mean, but it is.
Yeah, you did sound like the Grinch, but it's okay. We love you.
My bad.
Okay.
My bad. My bad.
Hey, take us home. We out of here.
We happy, folks.
Happy
2017. We coming at you. TM Hyman Radio, The Social Lab. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas, Hana, Kwanzaa, all of that. We love you.
All right.
Be safe, everybody.
And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know why they call it a fatty. And I'm so sick. Got a hit and picked up a habit. That's alright. You're all mine. Oh, go on, show them who you call daddy. I guess they're just my cup. Girl, they wish they had it.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.